Welcome to episode 3 of 100 Days of Data. I'm Jonas, an AI professor, here to explore the foundations of data in AI with you.
And I, Amy, an AI consultant, excited to bring these concepts to life with stories and practical insights. Glad you're joining us.
So, Amy, let me start out with a question to get us thinking. Where does all the world's data actually come from?
That's a great hook, Jonas. It's such a simple question, but the answer is everywhere, from the tiniest sensors to billions of people creating data every day. And that's what we're diving into today.
Exactly. Before any AI can learn, before any model can predict, all that intelligence depends on where the data originates. So let's break down the main sources of data we encounter.
Sounds good. I often think about data as coming from three big pools: sensors, people, and machines. Each one feeds into business AI systems in different ways.
Let's start with sensors. In simple terms, sensors are devices that detect events or changes in the environment and record that information as data. They've been around for decades, originally in industrial contexts.
Right, and now sensors are everywhere. Think of your smartphone. It has GPS, accelerometers, cameras, microphones, temperature sensors. Even your car is packed with them. The modern explosion of sensors especially comes from the Internet of Things, or IoT.
The IoT represents a network of physical devices embedded with sensors and software to collect and exchange data over the Internet. This connectivity lets us monitor and control systems remotely and collect massive amounts of real-time data.
Perfect example. In automotive manufacturing, sensors on the assembly line check the torque of bolts or the alignment of parts. If something's off, the system flags it immediately. That data helps avoid defects and reduce costs.
Exactly. This is called machine-generated data. It flows automatically, producing precise and constant streams of information without human intervention.
But machines aren't the only source. Humans generate vast amounts of data every second. Consider social media posts, emails, phone calls, web searches. All these interactions create what we call human-generated data.
And this human data is often unstructured, like text, images, or videos, which makes it quite complex to analyze compared to neatly formatted sensor readings.
Yes, the variety in human data means businesses need powerful tools to mine insights from it. For example, in healthcare, patient symptoms described in doctor's notes or reviews on treatment effectiveness are gold mines for improving care.
That's an important point. Data isn't just numbers. It's any recorded information, whether it's language, pictures, measurements, or even movement.
Speaking of movement, don't forget that machines also produce log data, records of their own activities and performance. Think about a fleet of delivery trucks sending back GPS locations and engine diagnostics.
These operational logs are crucial for predictive maintenance, where AI models forecast failures before they happen, saving time and money.
I've worked with a client in finance who uses trading systems logs to understand market behavior and detect anomalies instantly.
So between sensors, people, and machines, we gather three broad categories: sensor data, human-generated data, and machine log data. Each has unique qualities and challenges.
And the scale is mind-boggling. It's estimated that humans generate around 2.5 quintillion bytes of data every day through emails, social media, videos, transactions.
Huge volumes indeed. This is why handling data at scale requires robust infrastructure and smart frameworks.
Amy, I want to understand better. Are there situations where these sources overlap? Say, a sensor data point that's influenced by human behavior?
Absolutely. Take smart home devices like thermostats. Sensors measure temperature, but they also learn from human interactions. When you adjust the heat manually, that data combined with sensor readings helps the system learn your preferences.
That feedback loop is so powerful because it turns raw data into personalized insights. Another example is retail stores using foot traffic sensors combined with purchase data to optimize store layouts.
Indeed. Let's also not overlook the role of data created indirectly, like data inferred through analytics or simulations. For instance, weather forecasting models create data sets from raw sensor inputs fused with satellite images and historical records.
And in practical terms, companies in agriculture now use drones and satellite data combined with soil samples and farmer input to monitor crop health.
This brings us to an important distinction. Some data is recorded directly from real-world sources, sensors, people, machines, but some is generated through derived processes or algorithms.
Which is why understanding the original data source matters when building AI systems. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say. If the data source is biased or incomplete, the AI's decisions won't be reliable.
Right. Appreciating where data comes from helps us assess its quality, trustworthiness, and suitability for various AI tasks.
Speaking of quality, many companies struggle with integrating data from all these sources. One system's sensor data might not align neatly with a customer survey database.
Exactly. That's where data integration and governance frameworks come into play, ensuring different data sources can talk to each other meaningfully.
So, Jonas, for business leaders listening, what's the practical takeaway when thinking about data sources?
I'd say start by mapping where your data currently comes from. Identify which sources are sensor-based, which come from human interactions, and which arise from machines operating behind the scenes.
Adding to that, I'd suggest looking for opportunities to combine these sources, because the real power of AI lies in connecting dots across multiple data types. That's where you uncover new insights and competitive advantages.
Great points. So to sum up today's episode, one key takeaway is that data originates primarily from sensors, people, and machines, each providing distinct types of information that fuel AI systems.
And for those tuning in from the business world, understanding these sources helps you better evaluate your data assets, improve quality, and make smarter investments in AI projects.
Next time on 100 Days of Data, we'll take a journey through the history of data, how data collection and analysis evolved, and what milestones shaped the field today.
If you're enjoying this, please like or rate us 5 stars in your podcast app. We'd love to hear your questions and comments. Your feedback might even be featured in upcoming episodes. Until tomorrow, stay curious, stay data-driven.